Hi there. The word for you today is on knowing where you stand with God. In Romans 5 verse 1 we read, we are justified, and I'm reading from the Amplified Bible, we are justified, acquitted, declared righteous, and given a right standing with God through faith. Look, until you understand how God views you, you'll always struggle for his approval and worry that you never measure up. I spent so much of my life doing that. Maybe you feel that way too. If so, meditate on the following scriptures and let them remove your doubts. The first is 2 Corinthians 5 verse 21. Again, the Amplified Bible. Through Jesus, we become acceptable and in right relationship with God. Listen, unworthiness is one of the greatest weapons Satan has against you. So take it out of his hands. In a sense, God has put a screen between you and himself. It's called the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us continually from all sin. And when he looks at you through that screen, he sees you as righteous and forgiven of all your sins. That's why we call it amazing grace. Here's a second scripture, Romans 4 verse 12, again the Amplified Bible. Righteousness, a right standing acceptable to God, will be credited to us who believe in, trust in, adhere to, and rely on God. Did you get that? All the righteousness you need to get into heaven is credited to your account, not by your good deeds. It's credited to your account the moment you put your trust in Christ as your Savior. As a Christian, there's a difference between your position and your condition. When you sin, it affects your condition. But your fixed position is in Christ. You say, but what about my faults, failures, shortcomings? That's your condition. And the Holy Spirit is working on that every day. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, but we all beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord are being changed from glory to glory into that image. What image? The image of Jesus. How is the change taking place? By the Spirit of God. Transformation, which means to change form, is a daily process. And while you're in that process, God views you as righteous. In other words, righteousness isn't a performance, but a position. And God put you into that position the moment he saved you. Got it? Okay, now you know where you stand with God. And that's the word for you today.